Josh, how are you, my man?
I'm good, Jay. What's happening?
Well, lots is happening. Great time of year. You got NHL playoffs going, the NBA playoffs will tip off, of course, on the weekend. Now, Toronto, they have the tiebreaker over Washington, correct?
Correct. Okay. Washington can't catch them anymore. So only a couple scenarios for the Raptors here with two games left. The Raps can only finish in third or fourth, and they can only play Washington or Milwaukee. Of course, that will depend on what happens here tonight, as well as what happens tomorrow. Chicago playing Atlanta, a team with nothing left to play for, and the Raptors playing Charlotte at home, another team with nothing left to play for. So it could be interesting to see who rests guys and whether or not both of these teams, Chicago and Toronto, are playing hard for third place. Of course, there's been talk, even though Milwaukee's the team you would face if you're in third, that might be a favorable matchup in the first round. Whoever finishes in third will have to play, presumably, Cleveland in the second round. LeBron James, no one wants to play Cleveland in the second round. So if you are looking ahead, that could be something that factors into how teams are kind of approaching these last couple games.
Last year, the Brooklyn Nets, they didn't hide it. They came out and said publicly, we want to face the Toronto Raptors, right? And they did everything in their power to ensure that happened. Now, I don't expect Toronto or Chicago to say, we want to face Atlanta over Cleveland. But it makes sense if you're the Raptors to, quote, rest guys tonight and tomorrow and finish fourth.
Yeah, but I don't think they will. And here's where I stand on it. I mean, this is a franchise in the Raptors that have never won a seven-game playoff series, not one. They won one five-game playoff series over the Knicks before the NBA changed their playoff format, but they've never won a playoff series. It's been or a seven-game playoff series. It's been a long time since they've won a round. That's the goal right now. That's what they're playing for. It's not go big or go home. Maybe if you're the Chicago Bulls, you can approach it in a different way. They've been good for a long time, but the Raptors are still young in their growing program. They were close to doing it last year. I think it would be a big step for this program if they were to win a round this year. So I think to look ahead for a team like this is silly, especially because their best chance at accomplishing that goal and getting out of that first round, I strongly believe, is through the Milwaukee Bucks, another young team. They're the second youngest in the NBA. They don't have much playoff experience on that roster, and they don't really have that game changer like a John Wall on Washington. They're a well-balanced team. They're a good defensive team with long defenders, but I don't see anyone on that team that can take over a game. They don't have a lot of size or strength to deal with a player like Jonas Valanciunas, so I really do believe the Raptors would be heavily favored in that series and have their best chance at winning a round.
Josh Lewenberg from TSN 1050 joins us. Josh, how has Kyle Lowry looked since returning from injury?
A little bit rusty offensively, which is to be expected, and I think that's the main reason why the Raptors wanted to bring him back here. He's just 1-for-13 from three after shooting the three ball so well before the injury. So this is sort of time now that they're using to get him back in rhythm going into the playoffs when they'll need him as much or more than any player on this roster. But physically, he looks good. I mean, his conditioning has been fine. He's been playing his usual 30-35 minutes a night. He's still playing hard, rebounding the ball, getting other guys involved, attacking the rim the way that he normally does. It's just a matter of getting him in rhythm offensively, something that is sort of a priority for this team with Amir Johnson as well. They've talked about maybe getting him in one of these last two games. He's questionable tonight, but a player like Amir, he's more of an effort guy, an energy guy, relies a little bit less on the rhythm that they need Kyle Lowry to have. So I think it's been a positive thing to get Kyle Lowry back here. The question is, how much is he going to play in the final two games? As I said, I don't think Casey's planning on arresting guys, but I do think it's in their best interest to keep the minutes down and not go crazy with playing time here over the next couple days.
Josh, I read your article yesterday on TSN.ca about Lou Williams potentially being the sixth man in the NBA this season. Is there anything he can do in the final two games to maybe cement his status, or do you think the voters are going to vote however they're going to vote through 80 games?
No, I think the voters probably have their mindset. I'm sure most of them already have their ballots in. They're due on Thursday, the day after the regular season. As far as Lou Williams goes, I really do think he'll win it. First of all, I think he's the deserving winner, which doesn't normally necessarily equate to that person winning. But in this case, He has the most compelling story out of the guys that he's competing with. Jamal Crawford has won the award before. He's missed 18 games this year. So I don't think that I don't think he'll get it with the Clippers. Isaiah Thomas is another player here in Boston. Be a matchup of a couple six-man candidates tonight. But he wasn't as good as he is right now in Phoenix earlier on in the year. He also missed some games. For Lou Williams, it's a compelling story. He missed the bulk of a couple years in Atlanta battling that injury, came back this year in a contract year, and in many ways has carried the Raptors. You talk about the most valuable player for this Raptors team, and although there's an argument, I think, for Kyle Lowry and for DeMar DeRozan, Lou Williams is right up there. He's been consistent for them all year from start to finish. He's been doing what he does, maybe not consistent on a night-to-night basis. Well, one night he'll be red hot, the next he'll shoot 1-for-10, but I think he's helped propel this team to new heights offensively. They are on pace to be the best Raptors team offensively in franchise history, and a lot of that is because of Lou Williams. So I think that'll be heavily considered when the voting is in for sixth man.
Josh Lundberg from TSN 1050 joins us. Josh, it's interesting to look at the Indiana Pacers and how, you know, they've got George back. Now, I know that they're going to go in, and if they make it as the eighth seed, and right now they control their own destiny, they can get in. You know, this was a team that was great last year, and of course, you know, the grotesque injury to George. Do they have a shot? Could they be the upset team over Atlanta now that he's back?
They definitely have a shot, and they're probably the wild card in the Eastern Conference right now. I mean, you don't know what to expect from Paul George from a health perspective and from the minute cap standpoint. I mean, right now he's playing 15 minutes a game. They could be doing that to keep him fresh for the playoffs. If he's playing 25-30 in the playoffs, it's a completely different story. If he's playing 15, who knows how much he affects a series like that. But you have two teams kind of headed in opposite directions right now. The Pacers are playing red hot. They're not resting guys. They're sort of getting into their stride right now at the right time. And the Hawks have that kind of Spurs mentality, and it's interesting because Mike Budenholzer, the coach there, is a former assistant under Greg Popovich in San Antonio. They've been resting guys. They've been dealing with some injuries, and they're sort of relying on that chemistry that they found early on in the year to flip the switch back on come playoff time. So it'll be interesting to see. I think people are generally underrating and overlooking Atlanta. Certainly all these people that are talking about the Raptors and the Bulls tanking for fourth and playing Atlanta in the second round. I don't think Atlanta's a walk in the park either. But if anyone, I think, at the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings can take them out, it might be Indiana.
Josh, do you think the Cavaliers have turned into the team that a lot of people were hoping and kind of thinking that they would turn into this season?
Yeah, I do. And I think so much of that, of course, has to do with LeBron James. As he got healthy and he hit his stride, so did the team. But Kyrie Irving has been an excellent player for them for most of the second half of the year, just scoring at a ridiculous pace. Such a dynamic player at that position. And then the trades that they made mid-season, I think, kind of go under the radar a little bit. You look at that team, you talk about just getting experience together, hitting their stride, but adding a few pieces that have been huge for them. And J.R. Smith and Timofey Mozgov, I think, made the difference. And despite the fact that they'll be the second-seeded team, as we're talking about, they have to be considered the best team in the Eastern Conference right now. And I still don't think they're a championship contender necessarily, even if they do come out of the East. I really think that the finals will be decided by a team in the West just based on how powerful that conference is with the Spurs and the Warriors at the top of it right now. But the Cavs are as good as any team in the East right now, that's for sure.
You know, the Cavaliers took them a while to get going, but they definitely look like they're going. In the Western Conference, the San Antonio Spurs, just, you know, they've won 11 in a row. They are on fire rolling in. You know, they're tied with Houston, and the difference there is either you get the second seed or you get the number five seed, which is a pretty big difference. We should never count out San Antonio. I think we've all learned that. But you know, you follow basketball a lot. You've got to be somewhat surprised at just how they've just hit the switch right at the right time of the season and go in as the hottest team in the NBA.
Yeah, and it's crazy. They do it every year, always in March and April. They just flip that switch. Guys that had been nursing injuries or had been sitting out playing fewer minutes early on in the year start to ramp it up in terms of their usage over the last couple months. And sure enough, here they are again. For most of the season, it looked like they would be battling for the 6th, 7th seed at the bottom of the Western Conference, but here they are right at the top with the Warriors, and they have to be considered in that same class. I think Golden State has been consistently dominant all year on both sides of the ball, but the Spurs have something that I talked about earlier, and that's experience. It's very dangerous at this time of year. They know how to win, and Kawhi Leonard playing as well as he's been playing, coming off of his Finals MVP award, and probably one of the best defensive players in the NBA. We talk about awards. I think he's got to strongly be considered for Defensive Player of the Year. So that's going to be a battle out west and a fun couple of series shaping up. Starting as early as the first round, I think you have 8 teams that could all make some noise coming out of the Western Conference.
Josh, what's the plan? Have the Raptors, because they're obviously going to get home floor advantage regardless of who they play. Do you know when they're opening up at home?
Yeah, they've nailed down home court advantage. It looks like game one will go from the ACC on Saturday afternoon. Not sure on the timing, but okay. It should be Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. And then Monday again, or do you not know yet?
Still no word on the rest of the series. The schedule doesn't come out, of course, until everyone is all settled into their seeds after the games tomorrow night.
Josh, as always, appreciate your time. Enjoy playoffs. I'm sure the Raptor fans in Toronto, anyway, are rather jazzed up for the postseason again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jay.